Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago. Tell us about what happened on the south side. This is kind of scary with the Lakefront Trail, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, this is crazy. One of our readers actually was tweeting these photos of cars lined up on the Lakefront Trail. So alongside cyclists and pedestrians on the trail that is just meant for cyclists and pedestrians, there was a full lane of traffic. It turned out that there was a crash or just a stall on Lakeshore Drive, actually, in the 4700 block of DuSable Lakeshore Drive. And people got into the curb cut that's used for park district vehicles, and they just started trying to avoid the traffic jam by driving on the lakefront path. People who were using the path were horrified and afraid, and they said they saw one car going pretty quickly, but they ultimately caused their own traffic jam on the path. Now, people are calling for the city to lock that curb cut so only the park district vehicles or city employees can access it. The city hasn't responded as to whether they'll do that, but this is happening as there's a huge pressure on the city to do something about all the pedestrians and cyclists being killed by vehicles this year.
And why were the cars going over to the trail?
There was a backup on Lakeshore Drive, and they apparently didn't want to wait.
Wow, let's hope that's not a trend. In Bronzeville, fill us in on this organization, Families for Abortion Access.
Right. So this is a woman. Her name is Kiwa Nurala, and she owns a really, really cool store in the South Loop. And they have very, like, interesting and, like, fashionable children's clothing and accessories by a lot of local designers. And she's also super involved in activism. Around 2020, she was really involved in during the George Floyd protests and in the Black Lives Matter movement. And when she saw the protests happening following the Roe ruling, she said, you know, we need to get more families to show up to these rallies to show who's really impacted by abortion access. She pointed out that 60% of people seeking abortions already have children. And that's something that sometimes isn't represented when in the coverage of this issue. So there's a march on Monday at 9:30 a.m. starting at the Mariano's in 39th and King Drive. And kiddos are welcome, strollers are welcome, and families are going to be protesting the Supreme Court decision.
And finally, on the north side, fans of the Tamale Guy will be happy to hear about this, won't they?
Yes, he's been through some stuff in recent years, including a near fatal bout with coronavirus and then a fallout with his business partners. But he has now partnered with a place called Quality Time, which is in Logan Square, and he will be serving his famous tamales out of this new bar. It's on the Diversity Avenue, 2934 West Diversity, in the former Son of a Butcher space. And there's going to be craft cocktails, tamales, and lots of frozen cocktails, which is very popular in the summer. And they're adding two patios in the next few weeks.
All right. Happy times at Logan Square. Have an enjoyable holiday weekend. Thank you, Jen.
You too, Bob. Thanks.